This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 465 and three quarters, down 3 3/4. September corn, 458, down 5 1/4. December corn, 457 1/2, down 5 1/2. July soybeans, 1493 1/4, down 5 3/4. August soybeans, 1424 1/2, down 8 1/4. September soybeans, 1285 3/4, down 10 3/4. July wheat, 627 1/4, down 5 1/4. September wheat, 639 3/4, down 4 3/4. December wheat, 660 1/2, down 3 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon. Corn and soybean values were cut due to the beneficial growing conditions, and with good world supplies of wheat, it sought lower levels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 4 cents at 438 to 472. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower at 1482 to 1507. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 436 to 468. Soybean bids were 1 to 6 cents lower at 1492 to 1523. Now, in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to down 4 cents at 449 to 489. Soybean bids were down 3 cents at 1493 to 1523. And wheat bids were 6 to 7 cents lower at 595 to 624. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were down 6 cents at 1521 to 1558, with the basis unchanged at 28 to 65 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 525.10 to 541.20 per ton, and that's up $1.80, with the basis unchanged at 25 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 4 cents at 464 to 484, with the basis unchanged at 2 under to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 7 cents lower at 473 to 481, with the basis unchanged to down 3 at 715 at 7 to 15 over the July. Soybeans ended down 6 cents at 1508 to 1514, and the basis unchanged at 15 to 21 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 6 to 7 cents lower at 605 to 607, with the basis 1 to 2 lower at 28 to 22 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 498 to 499. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 4 to 8 cents, with quotations of 1529 to 1535. Soft wheat closed 5 to 20 cents lower at 625 to 632, and Milo ended down 4 to 9 cents at 479 to 491. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 417 to 433. Soybeans were 1194 to 1221. In the central part of the state, corn was 418 to 438, and soybeans 1192 to 1216. Now in southern Illinois, corn was 414 to 438. Soybeans ranged from 1204 to 1234, and soft wheat ranged from 595 to 615. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 137.80, down 22 cents. August live cattle, 138.60, down 57 cents. October live cattle, 142.60, down 35 cents. August feeder cattle, 197.05, no change. September feeder cattle, 198.12, up 5 cents. October feeder cattle, 198.42, up 2 cents. June lean hogs, 113.35, down 95 cents. July lean hogs, 120.47, down 12 cents. August lean hogs, 124.80, down 10 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.56 lower in the range of $99 to $108.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $106.25. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 68 to 74, 4 to 5 weights 73 to 78, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 82, and 600 pounds and up 79 to 83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $74 to $79. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,256 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 144 to 149.50, and on a dress basis 231 to 232. Heifers on a live basis traded at 145, and on a dress basis at 231. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 270 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 116.01, and that was 226 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 232.66, and that was 99 cents lower. And select carcasses were 221.90, and that was $1.87 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 413,000. That compared to 394,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service last week released new 2012 Census of Agriculture profiles for the 50 states, Puerto Rico, and more than 3,000 counties in the nation. NAS Administrator Joseph Riley says the state and county profiles provide snapshots of agriculture by highlighting key data from the 2012 Census of Ag. Riley says census information is heavily relied on at the local level and is an excellent resource for anyone searching for data about farmers and agriculture production in their community. The profiles include a variety of information, including the number of farms, top crop and livestock items, and more. NAS is committed to providing timely, accurate, and useful statistics, according to Riley, who says part of that is making data as accessible as possible, including more online resources from the Census of Ag than ever before. NAS will release new tools throughout the year to highlight the more than 6 million data points captured in the Ag Census. Next up this summer, Riley says, are the 2012 Congressional District Profiles and Rankings, providing insight into ag of particular interest to advocates and policymakers. You can visit agcensus.usda.gov for all census data and tools. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says American farmers and ranchers are on track for another year of record exports, which builds on the past 5 years of the strongest agricultural trade in history. USDA released its outlook for U.S. agricultural trade Thursday and projects fiscal year 2014 ag exports will reach $149.5 billion, which would be a $6.9 billion increase from previous estimates and a new record for U.S. ag exports. The volume of U.S. ag exports is projected to increase by 31% between fiscal years 2013 and 2014. Vilsack says USDA will continue to focus its efforts on tapping into new markets for what is grown and made in rural America. The first shipment of non-GMO corn from the U.S. to New Zealand happened this month, and Jersey County Grain Company was the one who made the shipment. Jersey County Grain Company General Manager Mike Wellborn gave a closer look into the exchange and how it came to be that this relatively small grain company caught the attention of a New Zealand buyer.
Well, this year the demand for non-GMO corn has been a little lax compared to the previous years, and we've been looking very hard to find more markets for our customers who raise non-GMO corn in this area. And I use a broker that is out in Boulder. My broker works for a company called McDonald Pels. And I kept bugging him about trying to find me some business, finding a customer that wanted some non-GMO corn. And he's got a gentleman that sits next to him that is an Australian. And that man had a friend in New Zealand. And he gave him a call and asked him if he could use any non-GMO corn, and we started working on a deal. So it ultimately led to Jersey County Grain selling non-GMO corn to New Zealand, and from what I understand, it's the very first corn that's been shipped bulk into New Zealand from the United States.
In the past, New Zealand has tried limiting their purchasing of non-GMO corn to countries where growing GMO corn is banned.
And normally, from what I understand, New Zealand normally buys their corn from Europe. Europe doesn't have any GMO corn over there, so they don't really run into any GMO issues as far as buying from Europe. And I actually had an opportunity. The buyer from New Zealand actually came and visited us before we consummated our deal, and he told me that predominantly most of his corn in the past has come from France.
Wellborn also gave some background information on the Jersey County Grain Company.
Jersey County Grain is a two-location grain facility. We have a location in Jerseyville where we have a feed business also with the grain business. And we have a barge loading facility over at Hardin where we load barges that go down to the Gulf and ultimately go for export.
This situation just goes to show that size doesn't necessarily matter. What matters is making sure the buyer is happy.
Well, I just want folks to know that we're a local co-op here, and you know, we're not very big, but we still have the ability to go out there and look for opportunity just like everyone else. So I hope people look this way when they're looking to market their grain.
Wellborn says they're proud to hold the title of first non-GMO corn shipment to New Zealand and hopes this creates the foundation for a solid relationship in the future.
Yeah, well, we're pretty happy about that. And it was unloaded May 13th in New Zealand, and we're hoping that they're happy with the product they get. And I hope to see the buyer here back in the U.S. next month.
Again, that was the general manager for the Jersey County Grain Company, Mike Wellborn. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.